Texans don't swim. Or at least they shouldn't, I found out last night. Our neighbors, very graciously here in Bermuda, invited us to their dock, which is right across the inlet, for a party last night. But the deal was you had to swim to get there. Now, being an accomplished dog paddler that I am, the flipper of dog paddlers, you might even say, not a dog paddling god, but at least very accomplished. I really think Michael Phelps would be in trouble if dog paddling was in the Olympics. It was still a long way. And it made me realize that Texas doesn't have any water. We're not accomplished swimmers. But being the responsible person that I am, the designated diver, so to speak, I led the group there safely and satisfactorily. Had a wonderful party at the dock, listened to a little Amy Winehouse, and we talked about the curse of 27, about how many great musicians died at the age of 27. You had Jones, Joplin, Johnson, Morrison, Cobain, Hendrix, all dead at age 27, and now Winehouse, also dead at age 27, which made me realize from 17 years of on the road how this ends up happening. You see, this starts mostly through boredom, and it leads to addiction. These guys, it's Groundhog Day. You get up in the morning, you fly to some city, you practice, you do your performance, you go to bed late, and you do it all again. There's a monotony there that is broke, and sometimes by drugs or alcohol that leads to addiction, and unfortunately sometimes leads to something like Amy Winehouse passing away at the age of 27, which makes me proud of so many sports leagues, the WWE, who has now implemented drug testing where athletes and performers don't have this option of taking things to break the monotony that they can become addicted to that ends up harming them down the road. Which brings up another interesting point. You see, in 2008, the PGA started steroid testing. 2008, Tiger Woods starts having ligament problems. Now, he had a few before, but that's when they really started. See, one thing steroids do is they tear down, our performance-enhancing drugs, tear down your ligaments and your tendons. And so once you get off of it, that's the first way it manifests itself as far as injuries. Tiger Woods' doctor allegedly being charged, bringing illegal PEDs into our country. Interesting to see if Tiger Woods is going to be implicated in all of this. Nobody else has put this together for some reason. I'm not insinuating. I'm not even implicating. Just saying. 72 wins, 13 majors, 12 years together. He fires his caddy last week. Tiger Woods fires Stephen Williams. Tiger, the one thing you had before that car wreck, or your personal problems and this demise of your great golf game and your empire that you're building, is you were number one in golf. Your golf was perfect. Why change your swing? Why fire a caddy? Your personal problems that have caused you all these problems had nothing to do with your golf game, but yet you're blaming your golf game for your golf game tearing itself down. You were number one. No one else was even number two. I think it went to number three from there. Ratings are up 50% when Tiger Woods plays. I'm a huge fan of Tiger Woods' golfing ability. Can you imagine Tiger Woods against Roy McIlroy, against Ricky Fowler, another run against Mickelson? Golf needs Tiger Woods back. And golf is going to go through the roof if Tiger Woods comes back in his prime and ends up competing against somebody like the phenom from North Ireland, Rory McIlroy. One question I get on my Facebook and Twitter all the time is about Albert Del Rio. You see, people ask me all the time, what do you think about Albert Del Rio stealing your gimmick? It wasn't my gimmick. I stole it fair and square from Ted DiBiase and J.R. Ewing, Larry Hagman. They stole it from somebody else. Albert Del Rio simply stole it from me, who stole it from somebody else. Now, he's not a wrestling god yet, but what a great job the young man's doing. Just fantastic. The kid's a stud. I'm so proud of what he's done. I got to meet him in Dallas for the first time. Great young man. Made me realize, you know, about 20 years ago, I was in Mexico, and I was heavyweight champion. And now you have this guy 20-something years later who's good-looking, drives fancy cars, rich, very, 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 very well-spoken, just like me. Makes you... Nah, certainly not. Congrats to Albert Del Rio. Doing a fantastic job.